Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Facebook Live. Good to connect with you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Good to have you aboard here on 2-4 Tuesday. Welcome, everyone. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you in the first Tuesday of June, year of our Lord, 2022. Alex, good to see you this afternoon. It was so good to have dinner with you. My wife loved connecting with you. We'd love to see you again very soon. And for those of you who do not follow Alex Rose or Alex Speaks Freely on Instagram, I highly endorse you follow her content. She's an exceptional leader and leader grower and someone I highly, highly endorse. Jared, how are you this afternoon? So you and Alex are here with me on Facebook Live on 2-4 Tuesday. It is June 7th, 2022. Welcome, everyone. It's my privilege to be here with you. Good afternoon. The topic for today's Facebook Live is persuasion mastery. I'm going to go ahead and let the Facebook Live populate a little. Then I'll move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. And it is so easy to get overwhelmed in today's world. It was easy to get overwhelmed 3, 4, 5 years ago, but today's world is a recipe for being overwhelmed. It's going to be your responsibility to persuade yourself to be right here in your body, not up there, not out there, but right here, right now, being able to be here, be relaxed, and focus on results while living in the solution. Pray, breathe, release, and persuade your left brain to let go. Because the left brain, the reptilian brain, wants to control the outcome. Your reptilian brain, which sees lions and tigers, wants to create stories that are not real. The gas prices, everything that's going on in the schools, everything that you see going on in the world out there, the financial collapse that people are talking about. I mean, people go, what do you think of the economy? I don't really get into that. I mean, there's nothing for me to think about other than solution right here, keeping my ass right here in this chair, focusing right there, putting energy into my clients, my customers, having quality time with my wife, and then breathing, releasing, meditating, and praying, and doing my best to be my best, and persuading myself not to be overwhelmed. Some of the best persuasion skills that you'll ever master are the persuasion skills that you persuade yourself not to be anxious, not to be overwhelmed, not to be in anxiety, fear, and doubt, and to be able to trust your feelings. Stacy Stolar has joined us. Stacy, good to see you this afternoon. Stacy is a real estate professional who is licensed in the southeast portion of the United States. And if you follow Stacy, you can tell that she is a quality sales professional when it comes to real estate. Tracy Calvert has joined us. Tracy, love your brand. I follow you. You're an exceptional woman. Tracy is also a mentor I highly endorse. Callie Levina has also joined us. Good afternoon, everyone. If you're just joining me right now, the topic for today's Facebook Live is persuasion mastery. It is a topic that I've been training on for years. I first started to learn about persuasion skills and techniques in my early career, specifically with a technology called neuro-linguistic programming. I was introduced to that type of technology early in my career, and I've never taken a course, although I've read multiple books. And in 1997, there was a man who joined my team for a product. His name was John Laval, L-A-V-A-L-L-E, and he wrote a book with Richard Bandler, the founder of NLP, called Persuasion Engineering. And I've seen Kate Grace, I saw, had that book on her shelf, and I had recommended it on this call. In my hardback book, Laval signed it. He was in my team back in the day in a Patriot organization I was part of back in 1996, 7, and 8. And I'd already started reading neuro-linguistic programming techniques. The first book I ever bought on that topic on persuasion mastery was Frogs into Princes. That is the original book that Richard Grinder and John Bandler wrote. They're the two pioneers of NLP. And so the first book I wrote was Frogs into Princes. And then their second book was called The Structure of Magic. And then Structure of Magic 2. I have all three of those books from the 80s. And so I started reading those skills, reading those techniques. And then I have another workbook on NLP that I've used multiple times. John Law, good to see you this afternoon. Lynn Vincent, good to see you. Good to see everyone here this afternoon. A beautiful summer day in Stockton, California. The topic for today's Facebook Live is persuasion mastery. How to persuade yourself not to be overwhelmed. How to persuade yourself not to be in anxiety, fear, and doubt. Not to focus on the future that hasn't happened, but learning how to focus on being here, being now, and most importantly, letting go, so that you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that create those overwhelmed feelings, those anxious feelings, those feelings of worry, of dread, of regret, those feelings that are very, very heavy, and learning how to let go of those feelings that keep you so overwhelmed. One of the first situations in persuasion is your words, because words are law and words don't return void. Be aware of how often that either you or people in society use the term guess. So here's the length of a sentence, right in the middle of that sentence, right in there somewhere. The American society, Canadians, English, Australians, insert the word guess. So they're inserting the word guess in a sentence. Americans also say the word kinda a lot, K-I-N-D-A. It's the slang version of kind of. And neither one of those words mean anything. Kind of or kinda don't mean anything. Americans also use a sound frequently to start a sentence. Means it's like this. So here's their right hand, and with their left eye iris, they go up there, and comes out of their mouth. It's a sound that buys time. And in buying time, that person that speaks that way, which is a large percent of the world, they're thinking, they're processing, and they're analyzing, and they're in trauma bonds, panic patterns, anxiety, fear, and doubt, wanting to say the right thing so they don't get in trouble, they don't get criticized, they don't get rejected, they don't get abandoned, and they don't make a mistake. It's a very common commonality in communication. And your persuasion mastery, your objective, is to be able to communicate clearly. And many people misconstrue the term directness for clarity. I've had people say to me, "You're very direct." Actually, I'm very clear. Directness is driven by anger. Clarity is consciousness. So anger is directed at someone, very direct. And that directness oftentimes comes from the anxiety of anger, frustration, disappointment, hate, and resentment. Whereas clarity comes from consciousness. It's a much more engaging energy. Clarity is outcome. You know it. Clarity is a feeling that you have. It's a feeling of intuition. It's your in your body, in your gut, in your limbic brain, in your second brain, in your gut, and your vagus nerve is reset, and you're not in an overwhelmed state where your vagus nerve is just an absolute, it's just completely out of alignment. It's not wired. And when you're in clarity, your communication style is heard. It's delivered. It's a message that people are able to understand. And in that type of communication, you're able to persuade other people, not specifically to get them to buy something from you or to get them to see your point of view, but it opens conversation up where oftentimes the conversation leads to better communication. It leads to better clarity, and it creates a situation that's much more harmonious, and there's less friction, and there's no win and lose. It's not black and white, and I'm not right and you're wrong type of communication, so that you're able to articulate your feelings into words. And this persuasion skill comes from knowing. And then there's the repetition and experience of doing the same thing over and over and over. And then it creates a reflex that's relaxed. But in a hypervigilant state, in fight or flight like this, the energy is cut off, the energy is broken, and the communication style is a start and stop style of communication where the ums and the kindas and I guesses and then uncertainty is the communication. The objective is to be able to communicate openly, freely, on command, and in persuasion, oftentimes you can come together and you're not in arguments, you're not in conflict. And even if you don't agree with someone, in persuasion, there are times where you can turn the situation around, you can exit the conversation in persuasion a lot more diplomatically. You're able to persuade the person, hey, let's just end it. It's good with me. I understand where you're coming from. Hey, I don't want to make you wrong. It's good. I feel you. So you're able to, like, and rather than creating enemies, you can create allies. And in today's world, it's so much more important to have an ally than an enemy. And as we're in the great divide of, there's just so much division going on in our country and the world. And there's the right and wrong, and you're wrong, and I'm right. And there's just so much of this division going on that it's going to be, you want to be someone who's an ambassador of change, someone who's actually persuasive, that has a point of view that people will listen to, and that you start to attract a series of followers that feel you, that see you, that understand you. And you're coming from consciousness, not directness. And directness is force. And if you have a business where sales skills are important and you're in force because you need that customer or you have to make that sale, I mean, your persuasion skills are not going to be good. And then you come from desperation, hostility, resentment, and it's not effective. So this is why it's also important that you learn to persuade yourself not to feel rejected, not to feel abandoned, and not to feel gaslighted and ghost in situations where it really isn't applicable. If people don't buy from you, it's usually one of two reasons. The number one reason is that they're not interested in what you have, or you aren't effective in articulating your words and feelings. And it can be some of both at times. But most of the time, people are just not interested in what you have to offer. And if you're not effective in your communication persuasion skills, well, your law of averages go down to here. If you're effective in your communication persuasion skills, well, your averages go like this. And when you're communicating and selling from power versus desperation, and when you're coming from value and service, and you're also able to easily and effortlessly let the situation go, then you're not coming from desperation, hostility, anger, where you want to get your point across. Well, that's not effective. You want to be able to deliver your message in 30 seconds or less, and because that's the average attention span of the average person. It's 28 to 31 minutes. And so if you become skilled at the ability to persuade, articulate, and I have spoken over 1,000 times in my career, exactly 1,037. I totaled them up recently. And with me, I found that oftentimes less is more. And I started to shorten the events that I did. I used to do events from 8 to 5. I took it from 9 to 4. Then eventually it was 9 to 3, sometimes 9 to 2 with no lunch break. And I've had keynote speeches. The shortest keynote I ever had in front of a large audience was in Louisville, Kentucky. I had 25 minutes in front of 3,000 people. And it's interesting, I did as much in sales that day as I've done before with 2 hours. I've had 2 hour keynotes, but I always go for less is more. So I've spoken 45 minutes many times in front of thousands of people. And it's the delivery, the content, and then the results. So I have consistently lived in a less is more. Less effort, more results. Less time, more results. And instead of more, 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 that's what being overwhelmed is. And that's oftentimes control, and that's enable, over-obligate, do too much to try and get an outcome, be a beggar, be a pleader, and then getting upset that people don't see your way. And that's what happens in codependency. In codependency is typically not persuasion. Codependency is control. People do more for others trying to control the outcome, trying to control people liking them. And that ends up creating usually resentment, because the person that does too much is not using persuasion skills. They're using control. And then they often don't get the reward that they're looking for or the recognition. And then they feel rejected, abandoned, and resentful. And if you know people like that, or you yourself have found yourself doing that, well, now's an exceptional time in these challenging times in 2022 to start to improve your communication skills, to improve your persuasion skills. And when you're prospecting, when you're communicating with someone, when you're opening a conversation up, I mean, I always come from purpose. And so I state that. John, the purpose of my call. John, the reason I'm reaching out to you. Susan, the purpose of me communicating with you here. So when you insert that word, that's persuasion. And see, these are embedded commands. That's what the term is. It's an embedded command. And the sweetest sound to a person's ear. So if you're right-handed, most people listen with their left ear. They tend to lean in. And the sweetest sound to their ear is their first name. I ask clients who say, sir, I go, Jeff. And so that's an embedded command. I don't even say, my name is Jeff. I'll say, Jeff. That's an, oh, sorry, Jeff. So it's much more effective. See, that's one word, Jeff, rather than my name is Jeff. Do you get that? There's eight words versus one embedded command. Breathe, release, and let go. That's what you want to be skilled at, breathing, releasing, and letting go, so that you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feeling. In communicating with people, you want to be able to deliver your content in as few words as possible, as effective as possible. Once again, this becomes the less is more persuasion skills that you can master. And in any type of situation, you want to be able to ask trial closing questions. If I'm asking an attorney to represent me, I'm going to state what I'm calling for. Counselor, the reason I'm calling you is I have a legal situation that merits some attention. And I'm not going to spend half an hour explaining the whole case to him. I'm going to find out if he's the right attorney for me quickly. And then I'm going to ask him, do you feel you could effectively represent me? Do you feel you could effectively represent me? Now, when he goes, well, let me give it some thought. I mean, what did he just say right there? It's your responsibility to understand that. Let me think it over and I'll get back to you. What does that actually mean? It means what it means. And it means the way you interpret it right there. He's not rejecting you. He's telling you that he may not be the right fit for you, and there's a high probability that he won't get back to you. So the more you understand this, when you're selling real estate, insurance, direct sales, benefits, features, services, whatever it is, or you're asking someone out on a date, or you're looking for a landscaper, a contractor, that these are the questions that you ask people. And I assist people to hire attorneys, accountants. I just spoke to a man last hour. I assisted him to hire an attorney 6 weeks ago to represent him. He'd been unrepresented in a custody case for his children, and he was virtually not getting the outcome that he was seeking. And then his wife told him to hire me. And so when I first started communicating with him, I did fact-finding, rapport building, and small talk with him, and found out that we didn't have an attorney. I asked him who we know that we could ask. I asked him, you know, who's the best attorney in his small hometown. I asked him a series of questions, and then I asked him what his budget was. And then he hired this attorney, and he showed up with an attorney at a hearing when his significant other did not have representation. And he actually had a much more favorable outcome this time because of the questions I asked him and the questions I taught him to ask his attorney. That same client asked me today questions to ask his next attorney. And so once again, these are persuasion skills that you learn over a period of time by asking the questions in a sequence about the outcome you seek to create. Now you factor, here's clarity and here's persuasion. Clarity is you know the outcome you seek, and then the persuasion is the way you go about it, and you ask the questions about the outcome that you seek to create. Right now, we are buying a stand-up banner, Dylan and I, and so we're negotiating with a company in California. The first go-around, we did not ask the right questions. We got the wrong product. And when it came out of the box, I'm like, so I'm the business owner. I own the situation. And right before this call, I was very clear at what I wanted. I wanted an accordion stretch stand-up, the kind that closes back down like this. I wanted a cloth cover-up that goes over the top. And I wanted a carrying case on two wheels with a handle that pulls up. I mean, that's, so I was very clear this time around. Here's what I got the first time. A vinyl stand-up with poles, no bag, and no return policy. And it was definitely the wrong product, a very cheap product. And right now I'm going to, because I couldn't even use that. It didn't even represent me well. So I called the owner of the company and found out more about details that we ask. And now we've negotiated. We got a credit, we're ordering a new one. And now we require that by July 14th. Can you deliver? Now, I won't even say 14th. I'll give a week buffer. Can you deliver this by July 7th? So we get a, oh, well, let me think about it. I will get back to you. No, that's not the answer I'm looking for, Chief. This is a yes or no question. Also, watch how many people do not answer a yes or no question with a no or a yes. Most of the world will tell you a story, oftentimes unrelated to the question you ask. Now, when you're as cool as the other side of the pillow with ice in your veins, because you are a skilled soul having a human experience with a high level of consciousness, you don't personalize it, and then you can ask, that was a yes or no question. So, yes, John Chief is right, John Chief. So, thank you, Stacy. There are some exceptional sales professionals here on today's Facebook Live. Stacy Stoller is an exceptional sales professional. Tracy Calvert is an exceptional sales professional. I highly endorse both these women. I saw Roger Maldonado. Roger is crushing his career. Roger's a good man. Roger is a phenomenal human being. Roger is crushing selling solar in today's world. Roger's been on his career for less than a year. He started setting records while I was coaching him. He just rehired me. He's been asked to speak at his company, and he sells door to door. And I do mean really door to door. He's out in the neighborhood doing door to door selling, and he had to go through a trial period where he knocked on the door and then someone else would close the sales for him. Now he's closing the sales for himself because he is a persuasion master. So once again, if you are looking for a home in the Carolinas, Stacy Stoller is your woman. If you're looking for a mentor in anywhere in the wellness industry, I highly recommend Tracy Calvert. Roger Maldonado, I'm singing your praises. As I said, Roger is one of those people that underneath his name, it says good dude. He's a stand-up man who has gone to his school board. He has stood the gaff of what was required for him to stand the gaff of. He is a good man. There's some great salespeople on today's Facebook Live. And I want to thank all of you for being here this afternoon. So good, John, good to see you. Callie, so good to see you here this afternoon. Longtime client, so I go back a few years with. So look forward to seeing all of you. I did put out a promotion today for the Millionaire Blueprint in my backyard, Stockton, California. And that is on July 15th and 16th. There is a probability, if you're not able to attend the first one, there's a possibility I may be doing one in December. Would love to see you. And right now we had another ticket sold, and that is 15 tickets. I am announcing a new speaker. I just hired John Mason to speak. John is a top tier insurance professional. If you follow his content, it's Jonathan Mason. He was writing great content today on indexed annuities. He's an expert on that. He is going to speak for me at Millionaire Blueprint. He's going to cover the money portion. He's going to be available both days to speak. And he'll really assist you to understand all the insurance products that are out there and how to pick a carrier, a company, a policy, and, you know, where do you invest your money in unsafe times? And I've specifically hired him to do that. John is a seven-figure income earner in his mid-30s. And I was his coach when he was 23 years old in his third year insurance. He started at age 20. At 23, he hired me back in the day in Palm Springs, California in 2000. So John will be he'll be one of my money coaches at my event, Millionaire Blueprint. But follow him on Facebook, Jonathan, Jonathan Mason. Go to his page. He's got a really good content on indexed annuities. He was educating me today on some of those financial products. Have a great afternoon, everyone. If you're on today's Facebook Live, and you're a former client and you're considering rehire me, I have a $3,000 package. If you're a former client that has multiple hours, it is definitely a persuasion skill that I will show you. So there's a $3,000 package with multiple hours. And it's not, if you haven't hired me for the last 3 years, that is a great value. So reach out to me. If you have not received a free 20-minute coaching call, reach out to me. But for former clients, I have an offer for you. It's a very persuasive offer. Have a great afternoon, everyone.